Right now, it is time to bring in Ruth Epstein from the Republican American. Ruth covers our area for the Republican American. You can find her stories in the newspaper itself or on their website, rap-am.com. And we have breaking news this morning, Ruth.
Really?
I found out about it late last night, but this morning I got a letter from Joanne Whitesack.
Mm-hmm.
She was asking people to show up at 7:15 this morning, where the cutting is going on.
Right.
And she wanted people to block the state from doing it because they have hired an attorney and he's going to court this morning to try to get an injunction. So I don't know how many people turned up, but she was asking people to show up this morning.
Right. I was up there yesterday with them. There was Michael Nadeau, an arborist, and a couple of other folks, and Joanne came along and told us that they're planning to block it. I said, "Sorry, I can't be there. I have to be on the radio." But she said they are. This is deep. That is cut a huge amount of trees in Housatonic Meadows State Park, and the concerned citizens are out there trying to stop any further destruction of these trees. So. I don't know what happened this morning, but we'll have a story about how they're trying to save what's there. I don't know if you've been by, but it is pretty devastating, the number of trees that were taken down. Apparently, they felt that one tree had come down in the parking lot, and they were fearful that others might, but those who are opposed say not quite so. So we'll catch up and follow up on that.
All right. All right.
Interesting. So are they still, the luminaries still going in front of your office?
Absolutely. The luminaries were going this morning. They're a little bit dimmer than they were, but you know what?
It was incredible.
It's the second year they've done this, and you know what? It is one of the most beautiful sights in the region.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when the trees lit.
It was magical on Saturday night when the tree was lit. The luminaries were ringing the green, 1,400 of them, and they stretched. They had so many, they had to put some down in Veterans Memorial Park. It is absolutely beautiful. It's done by the Sharon Ambulance Squad, and each one has a name on it, and they even alphabetized them this year so you could find the person's name you wanted. It's really wonderful.
Yeah, they put three on each side of the steps here at the radio station, and they put, you know, Thea McMillan posted a thank you for people, and I posted back to her, "No, thank you. This has become one of the most beautiful scenes now in the holiday season every year."
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a gorgeous evening. The singing of carols with the Salisbury Band Brass and Christmas Hot Chocolate Society, and the luminaries all lit, the tree lit, and then over to the Historical Society for some cookies and cider. It really was a beautiful evening. And there was so much going on for the holidays this past weekend. Will Varis, the resident state trooper in Salisbury, held the first ever state police toy drive, the town hall, on Saturday, and it was filled with toys. People were so generous. Across the street, up the street at the firehouse, there was the vendor's fair for the Lakeville Hose Company, as well as SWASA's ski and skate swap. It was a busy, busy time.
And then they had Santa in the evening. It was like a triple header there.
Oh, wonderful.
And I don't know if you saw Willie Hallahan's pictures of the ski and skates.
I did.
Oh, my gosh.
They were out the door and all around. It was amazing. Yep. Kent had its parade of lights on Saturday night that I understand was very successful. And there will be plenty more of these holiday things coming up in the following 2 weeks before Christmas gets here.
Absolutely.
Cornwall put out an interesting, they had a survey from the Economic Development Commission, and it was interesting. They surveyed why people come to Cornwall. They've had 65 new home buyers this year, which is really incredible for a town the size of Cornwall. And it's an interesting read as to why people have chosen to come up here. But the first selectman, Gordon Ridgway, reminded people that there's very little housing available now. Everything is taken up, and Priscilla Pavel, the selectman, pointed out the one of the only offerings she has in Cornwall is for a $10 million Italian villa, and that's not too not too many people looking to buy one of those. So very interesting. The lowest, the only house available is for $679,000.
A bargain at half the price.
Yeah, amazing, isn't it? Who knew we lived in such an affluent area? We had the story of Claudia Kane, who's retired from the, as librarian at Scoville. Karen Goodell, who is, well, she's taken over today because Claudia is now gone, was the librarian in Winston at the Beardsley and Memorial Library. New faces there. And of course, the Housatonic FFA sale is going strong, and I would recommend people get over there if they want their trees and wreaths, because they sell out very quickly, and there will be a second production night where community can come out and help make wreaths on Thursday, 7 to 9, at the BOAG Center. Looking ahead to the week, we've got loads of meetings tonight, first Monday of the month. Salisbury Board of Selectmen, Canaan Board of Selectmen, Region 1. Tomorrow night's the Cornwall Board of Selectmen. On Wednesday, we have the Cornwall Housing Forum, which should be an interesting meeting. Going to be discussing the affordable housing plan that they've come up with. On Thursday, along with the Housatonic production night, Falls Village Planning and Zoning will be redoing the hearing to approve the Falls Village Cafe in the municipal building at 107 Main. As you remember, that had to be tabled until further information was gotten from the applicant. So we're busy, busy.
And on Wednesday in Sharon, from 6 to 7 on Zoom, the Sharon Connect will update the community on their high-speed Internet possibilities.
Yes.
They have the link at the town website. We've got the link up on our Facebook page. They put out all the options that are potentially available for the town. So interesting to see how it all shakes down.
Also on Saturday, a vaccine clinic for only children, 5 to 11, at Canaan. 10 to 4 at the town hall. So any children that you want to get vaccinated should show up there.
All right, Ruth, a busy week, a busy
it's
weekend.
A very busy week, and are we going to have any snow, Marshall, or are we clear?
Possibility on Wednesday, but right now it's very unsure.
Okay, let's hope.
All right, Ruth, we'll speak to you next week.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Take care. Ruth Epstein from the Republican American with the Republican American Report on Robin Hood Radio.